Thank you. How are you doing?
Wonderful. Thank you, Dree. How are you?
How's Atlanta?
Atlanta's wonderful. I'm in New York right now, actually, but I'll be back in Atlanta on the weekend. I love Atlanta so much. I filmed in Atlanta back in 2021 and I loved it. Thought about moving. And so now being back in Atlanta is almost a full circle moment and I feel at home. I love it.
That's great. Well, I'm from New Jersey, so welcome to the East Coast.
Thank you. I love it here too. It's a little cold for me, but I like it here.
So a lot of us know you though from, Insecure.
Oh, really? No,
Yes.
it's okay.
So, I'm always, I'm, Team Andrew. So how
I appreciate that. That's real. That's real love.
it is. So how is your character on that show different from what you're doing here on Grosse Pointe? It's like you're always in these relationship issues. What is going on?
I'll be going through it, man. I'll be real. I'll be on TV just going through tough times in relationships, right? No, I think honestly, I think that's what makes it relatable. You know, I think no one wants to tune into TV and see a happy couple. I want to tune into TV and see a couple doing it worse than me, so I feel better about my life. You know,
Okay, that's
that's the
fact.
role of it for me. I'm like, I'll turn it back off and be like, thank God, you know. No, I think the difference between Andrew and Doug, I think that Andrew was like an effortlessly cool dude. He worked in music, you know, he was kind of like a guy that was in the know all the time. And I think Doug is inherently a bit more internal, you know. Doug, I call on the show, I call Doug the house cat. I say he likes to, you know, he likes to be at home. He likes to be cuddled up at home doing his thing. You know, he likes to paint. He likes to just, he's a bit of a homebody. And so I think in that regard, that's where they differ a little bit. You know, Doug's a little more quiet, a little more reserved. He's not the outgoing man that Andrew is.
It's interesting you say house cat. So is that why Doug killed that dog? Tell the truth.
First of all, being real presumptuous about who killed what. Secondly,
Just
I'm
us. You
so
can
scared
tell
right
me.
now because the way people keep on telling me that I killed this dog is not doing great for my career. My career is taking hits right now, and I thought being on network TV was supposed to be good for your career. I really don't know what to say, Jerry, other than I wake up every morning and I pray to God that I'm not the one who killed the dog. We don't
Sounds
know. We
awful.
don't have confirmation yet. Again, it's like it's one of those mysteries of the season where we're taking bets between the cast of who did what. And early on in the season, it ain't looking good for Doug, in terms of who killed the dog. Ironically named Molly. And I, yeah, not many people picked up on that one, but that's a real Easter egg there. I don't think it was Doug. I mean, I might be biased and I might be hoping against hope, but I think as the show goes on, we find out that there are so many devious characters in the tabloid Grosse Pointe society that could be capable of such acts. Don't forget, a whole human was killed at the beginning of this show, okay? So, like,
That's true.
look, if
But you
someone
killed
killed a
a
dog, and I'm not saying because I really hope it wasn't me, but someone also killed a human, okay? So, like, that's the world we're in. I just want that to be on the record.
Everyone's like, okay, forget about the human, but who killed
You know,
the
like, this isn't Seinfeld. You know what I mean? If someone killed a dog on Seinfeld, that would be crazy. This is Grosse Pointe Garden Society. This is a little different over here, okay?
So you, Alex, how would you have handled that situation? Because Doug was like, I'm out of here. I'm going to my parents' house. I was like, no, stand your ground, fight. I didn't touch
Someone
that
accused.
dog.
If my partner accused me of killing our dog, I'd call the hospital right now and be like, "You need to go and have a little stay in the hospital because you're not thinking right now." I'll take care of the house. I'll take care of the particulars. I love you, but something's wrong with you right now. I wouldn't even entertain it. I would not even entertain it.
She's going a little cuckoo over this dog.
Killing a dog. You got fired over this. No one's talking about that. She came home and said, "Oh yeah, I got fired because I accused another student of killing my dog too."
That's fair.
I digress. No one wants to talk about that. Alice is going through it.
Yeah. So how would you, in three words, describe your character on the show?
In three words, I would say restless. Oh, he's restless. I would say that he's sensitive. And I would say that he is a little bit reactive.
Okay.
Yeah.
And anything you could tease coming up that we haven't seen already?
I will tease that things have been light and funny the first few episodes. Maybe episode four, things aren't so light and funny all the time.
Okay.
I'll say, I said Doug was reactive for a reason.
Okay. I'm feeling it. I'm loving the
That's all I can say. Look, there are people on this call and they're listening. I
mystery.
can't tell you too much. But what I can tell you is that things
Progressing.
change
Yeah,
this
okay.
Sunday.
All right,
Yeah.
so we have to make sure that we are tuned in and locked in for that. I'm so
This
excited.
episode four has been our cast, out everyone's favorite episode
Okay.
so far. The first favorite episode is episode four because it's like a roller coster. It's
Right.
like we spent the last few episodes sort of getting and like episode four, we start writing. So
Okay.
yeah.
So my last question is, knowing what you know, do you think the characters deserve to go to jail for this murder?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because
Knowing what I
I
know.
listened then and they were like, no. Okay.
Again, there are people listening on this
All
right now, and I can't tell you what I know.
right. Well, I appreciate you so much for taking the time to speak with me. So you have a
Jury,
great
thank
day.
you so much. It's been wonderful.
Been wonderful. Thank you. Bye-bye.